Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
This morning we started a series on, with titled the Love Series, and this is a part two of that series. We're starting on this tangent because as we proceed, one of my goals is for us to become acquainted with the vision of this church, which has a very strong love element, and also to be able to strengthen community lifestyle where we all love each other, we care for each other as people. Sometimes you really don't have to give money, but you can give concern. Pastor Ayo, used to say to me that everybody has something to give. Everybody. You can give love. You can give prayers. You can give concern. You can give a call. You can give a text. You can give a WhatsApp message. Everybody has something to give. A poor man is that man who has nothing to give. So in that regard, we want to continue in our series. I think if at the end of this series, we are able to go out and love the way Jesus loves, we would have gone a huge step higher. In fact, our Lord Jesus taught us and said, by this shall all men know you are my disciples. He didn't say by miracles. Jesus didn't say by prayer and fasting. He said, by this all men will know you are my disciples when you love one another. So at some point, I'm going to begin to talk to you about the brotherhood of the faith, where God expects us to love ourselves, especially if that person is a child of God. You have a responsibility by heaven to love your neighbors, especially if they are children of God. So this is very, very foundational. This is foundational. You may not get a lot of amens, hallelujah, but you. This is what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to love each other. The Lord wants us to take care of each other. The Lord wants the church to be the economic system of the world and of the church. Okay, so we are able to love each other. We'll suffer together. We'll laugh together. We will hold each other's hand together. It's not too good when, as believers, one of us, has a problem and we are the ones now stabbing that person. God does not want that. It's not Christian behavior. It's not Christian character. But sometimes when you look on social media or you're watching the news, most times you just find that most of the folks who are doing stuff, they are people, everybody is claiming to pray to God. I was talking to someone, and the person was really upset, and the lady was saying, I'm going to pray. God is going to bring down fire. And I said, so God brings down fire. The other person you are praying against also praying to the same God. So I say, God, judge her too. So the question now is, who prays first? Or who has more prayer power? Or who has prayer fire? So I said, so madam, I'm happy to announce to you on behalf of God that your prayers have been canceled. And she was very upset. And I told her, I'm serious. You may be upset, but we must always, first of all, go the way of love. You see, and it is on the strength of this that we can have healthy marriages, healthy homes, healthy relationships. Your husband will not always look so fine. At some point, he's going to have a big pot belly or even a back, the belly may move from the front to the back. But you are going to love him that way, praise God. And your wife will not always be slim and slender and, at some point, things are going to happen to her. Praise God. And you have to deal with it. Amen. You have to wake up in the morning and say, I love you. But it's a statement of faith. Amen. It's a statement of faith because sometimes I just look at some of our folks who spend all their time on social media looking high and fly. Time will happen to all of us. You see, I swore that I will live forever. I swore that I'll live, but now I notice I have some gray beards and gray hair. So now I'm looking for dye. I want to begin to, So you think I'm an old man? So that man is a very old man. I'm not old, And for those of you that are proud that you have gray hair or gray beard and you are still below 40, you need to go to the doctor because you are not healthy. I'm not joking. You are not healthy. What are you doing? What are you thinking about? Ask your neighbor, what are you thinking about? Where is this gray beard coming from? Huh? You are 35. You have gray everywhere, white. I bind the devil now. Hey! What are you doing? Come on. You are now boasting. Say, am I amazed? You better go to the doctor. Let's check you. You are not taking vitamin C. You don't have vitamin D. You don't have vitamin K. Even vitamin Z you don't have. And you are shouting that you are an old man. Hey! 35. 70 years old man. Tell your neighbor, I'm not old, though. It's just this beard. Don't let my beard deceive you. I'm a young man. Hey! So you, some of you just go back home and notice you now love your wife. You love your husband. Because I'm going to preach this love thing to you. You become angry and you start loving everybody. You'll be angry. Just love. Ah. See, I proposed to her. She didn't say. She will never say yes because your face is too strong. Your face is always hard. You are the only one with the problem in the world. So why will I marry you? For what? You are too serious. Relax. Jesus loves you. There was a sticker like that we used to, you know, our parents used to put it. You won't find them. Nobody will share that one online. Say, relax, Jesus loves you. Before you come with your problem, read the sticker. I'll put it in front of my door now. You just check it out. Relax. So carry your keep. Just as you're entering, leave that thing outside. Hallelujah. Please tell your neighbor you are blessed and you are loved. Okay, quickly, let's read. It's good to be happy in God's presence. Okay, so it's hallelujah, amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and from verse 13, 1 Corinthians 13:13, the word of God says, "And now abideth faith, abideth, it abides, abideth faith, hope, and love. These three." But the greatest of this is what? Is love. So God values love over faith. So for all you prayer warriors, you need to hear me. All you prayer warriors that terrorize people with your prayer life. I was praying 3 hours. Then when I got to the fifth hour, then the heavens opened. You just do your hand like this. The heavens opened. And I saw 75 angels. We know you. And we have all your names. All of you in that group. In that WhatsApp group. Hear what the Bible is saying. Man of faith should become man of love. Because the greatest is what? It's love. The man who has faith connects with God's power. But the man who has love connects with God. And when a man begins to love God, his song changes. His language changes. You know, and I say this on a light note. Even the songs you sing when you pray will change. Some of you, the only songs you remember are those native songs that we learned in our church, in our village, that have to do with spiritual battle. Dide togun togun, dide tija tija, dide alagbara. Even if you did not plan to fight, the moment you sing that song 3 times, something will change inside. Are you with me? So you just become a warrior. And there's a time for that too. Huh? Because some people, they don't know love, they know war. They are not men of love. They are men of war. But you most of the time, your relationship with God should be communal. Communion. So you can come to God and for the first 10 minutes, you are just singing, "The one I love is ever before me. He seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. The one I love, oh, the one I love is ever before me. He seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love." Song of Solomon. Songs of Solomon. Not that one. Chapter 8. And from verse 6. God is the one that instituted romance. You can't be more righteous than Him. So deal with it. If you've got something to say, you talk to Him. Huh? There's something God put inside of you that even though you are angry, you still say you want to marry. If God removes that thing, you become an angel. Some of you, this is the only problem in your life. Woman, that's the only problem. You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't pay, you pay your tithe, but this thing, and you are praying, 70 years old man, you are praying that God, if you can deliver me from this thing. And God said, if I remove this thing, you will not marry again. Because you are 23. So you went on, one brother went on the mountain to fast for 7 days that God should deliver him from lust. God said, I will not deliver you because I still want you to marry. It's just that your feelings are upside down. But if I remove this, if I answer this prayer, you will not have children. You will just be disturbing pastor. You want to come and pray in church. Don't pray in church. Go home and stay with your family. So the devil has tried to give us a wrong idea of what love is. But God is the originator of love. Everything God does is from the place of love. When He heals your body, it is love. You call it miracle, God calls it love. When you pray, God, my children, and God answers you, it's because God loves you. When God does not answer any prayer, if He doesn't love that person. Everything must be motivated by love. Tell your neighbor, I love you by faith. Yeah? You may not understand what I just said, but it's scriptural. Because agape love has no conditions. God's love. That's how you love your wife, even when she's 70. I love you by faith. I love you because Jesus loves you. So if you're a man of love, your song will change. Everything cannot be warfare. Most of the times, it's going to be a communion life with the Holy Spirit. Look at this scripture. It says, set me as a... See, that's where we got that song from. Set me as a seal upon your heart and a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as what? Love is as strong as what? That means God equated the power of love to the fear men have of death. When the doctor says to a man, you have 2 weeks to live, what happens to you? Something dies. You start dying immediately. If the doctor says, this thing is cancer, God forbid. If this thing is cancer, and you just begin to imagine, hey, something is happening on your inside. Your system starts shutting down. The doctor gave some people 2 weeks. They died in 4 days. Because anything you receive through your ear gates can alter your chemistry, can alter your, and you know, when you study medicine, there are so many, when you see a doctor, you should respect them. It's not just the DR. Because somewhere in that process, you will learn about chemistry. Then you learn about biochemistry. Then you learn about microbiology. Then you learn about bacteriology. Yeah, the study of bacteria. Then you study about virology. Yeah, you learn about gynecology. Yeah? Don't ask me. I tell you people have to be reading, no? Read what is not your business. As a pastor, you cannot know only the Bible. So when your members are talking to you, say, okay, you have an idea. Not just let's pray. Everything cannot be let's pray. You should be able to hold a very intelligent conversation. Then you also study about oncology. That's the study of cancer. Say, set me as a seal upon your heart. For love is as strong as death. The power that death holds when the doctor says so person is going to die is the same power of life that love holds. Death takes, love gives. So when I walk in love as a believer, when I embrace the doctrine of love as defined by God, life is being imparted to my spirit. Life is being imparted to my soul. Life is being imparted to my body. For if the spirit that raised Jesus from death dwells in you, He will also give life to your mortal bodies. You won't age normally. Nothing is more powerful than when you walk to someone that has hurt you and you say, I release you. Some people forgive, but they didn't release. I forgive you. You are the better person. as a child of God, you'll be hearing those kind of languages next few weeks. Child of God, Christian. Because some people don't even know they are Christians, even though the name on the birth certificate is Christian. Like the brother in my office that drank till he saw color blood, thought it was yellow. But his name was Christian. And he was driving to Bagada from the island. I said, better look for someone to help you, because I see you in heaven. Guy was drunk, but his name is Christian. Some people only know the Bible verse that support drinking. That's the only verse they know in the Bible. They don't know any other verse. They don't know any other thing about holiness, following God. It's only where Paul said to Timothy, drink a little wine for your... I want you to see something here. Songs of Solomon said, love is as strong as death. If you've ever been in a place where somebody died, the way everybody is sad, that same power, just turn it in the other direction. That is the kind of power that love holds. So you now begin to see that at the root of everything that is God is love. At the root of everything that the Lord will do in your life is love. Every attempt at restoration, every attempt at moving you forward, it's not because you thought about it or because you planned it. It's because somewhere in God's mind, He wants you to make progress. Hallelujah. We don't love God to prove that it is our... We don't love God to prove that we are saints. We love God because it is in our nature. As children of God, when you become a Christian, one of the things that the Lord does for you is He gives you love for Him. That's why your spirit cries out, Abba, Father. That's why sometimes you want to come to church, you don't know why. That sometimes you feel like praying. Everything is a computer program that has been, you know, written to enable that process. Because God doesn't want anybody to follow Him out of force. So your love is not going to be tested when things are alright. Your ability to love and to give will be tested when you don't even have anything. Come on, say, I have the ability to receive love and to give it. By the time we are done with this series, you will not be able to hold anybody in unforgiveness again. You will not be able. When you see such people, you will be laughing. They won't know why. Because God has already used me to preach to you. And everything called resentment. Because some people are only making progress out of resentment. Thank God for my sister's testimony. Do you know that you, because of that thing they said, you would now be going to school, study master, study PhD, study for postdoctoral, become professor, you'll be angry, go and start first degree again. You just want to do everything to prove. Meanwhile, by the time you now finish whatever it is you are doing, they'll tell you the woman has died. So you can't even see the woman to say, all this, I wish mama could see me now. It's not rooted in love. As long as you keep trying to do something because you want to make a point to anybody. I mean, for Christ's sake, somebody studied music and is playing at the World Music Festival. You are here with your biochemistry, bacteriology, and oncology, and virology. But you are here in Mende with me. You are here. So forget about all that. You may study music and be on the world stage. You may study fashion, be on the world stage. You may study oncology and virology and parasitology, and you are still here. Come on, say, love is in my nature. I'm a love being. I don't have what it takes to hate. You've got to tell yourself. Do you know that many times it is those who are most intimate with us that bring us greater pain? Greater pain. And I say this, and I'll refer to marriages a lot, because Satan is against families. Satan is against families. Satan is not happy when a family is peaceful. How can I be here and your home is peaceful? Ah! That's Satan, no? How can I be here? Some of the people you are telling your business, your matters, your whatever, you think you are talking. My aunt, my uncle, my sibling, my cousin, my... Listen, you live in a different world. Your word is called love. When you become established in love, when deceitfulness is around you, you will know. You won't pray, but you will know. When you hear a lying tongue, if you are somebody that has given yourself to truth always, to speak, when you hear a lying tongue, something will react inside you. It's the same thing with love. When you become soaked in the realms of love and you tell yourself, everything I do will be motivated by love, death will lose its hold over you. That's what God is saying here. So when you read Song of Solomon, it's not only about romance. You look at it here. It's here. It's here. Love is stronger than death. Do you know it is out of God's love that he has not destroyed Satan? If God so much as thinks it, he has not said, if he thinks it, that there's no Satan. That's it. Do you know why God left Satan? I'll tell you. Using the case study of Job, Satan has already told God that unless anybody is tested, you cannot say that person loves you. So God allowed Job to be tested. He went through marital crisis. It was his own wife in his house that was telling him he was nobody. And he did not pray against his wife. Lost how many children? 10 or so. He lost 10 children. Nobody should experience that kind of thing. Nobody, even if you're a sinner. You shouldn't lose a child. Something will die inside of you. When we lost our second baby, though it was still a baby or a fetus, and I mourned like, I never believed it would happen to me. I mourned like I had literally lost a child. I didn't see the baby. Oh. I've not seen the baby up till now. The guy is in heaven. But I mourned for a few days. I lost something. That's the other thing. So don't, it's not anything anybody should experience in his life. You shouldn't lose a loved one or a child, or it's not a palatable experience. Even if you are not close to your cousin, but there's just something that happens when you hear that somebody in your family has passed. It's not a good thing. And God is telling us the power over death is in love. Say love is as strong as death. Imagine how you see death and the terror of death, and God says love is even more potent. Love gives back. At the root of every miracle that God commits or commands is love. Everybody Jesus healed, it was because he loved them. Everyone Jesus helped was because he loved. Every time God helped you, if you had a testimony last month or you shared a testimony, it's just, don't let anybody tell God does not love you. God could have ignored you. God could have used the Ukraine war as an excuse and ignored you. Do you know how many of us would have died? Can you remember certain things that have happened to you and for some reason you are still here? Have you ever faced something that you didn't even have enough time to pray and God intervened? I've gone through surgery on this, my neck. My neck was cut 5 times. Different surgeries. I still have the scar to show for it. Something could have gone wrong. Because that hospital was not the best of hospitals. It was a general hospital in the north. Not even Kaduna or Kano or Abuja. It was far away in Bauchi State. And they told my parents it was 50-50. So when you see me praising my God, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't talk to me. Don't leave me. When you see me carrying my guitar, the one in my hand now, and I'm just singing, when you see me just doing my thing, and please, I beg you, don't let anybody silence you. It's your mouth, use it. Use it. That mouth was created to give glory to God, not to eat. The first assignment of your lips is to praise God. Come on, say, I hear you. So this week, you will praise God. God will ask you, oh, well, wait till happen. You are praising me this week. Say, now my pastor says he's doing well. I like him. So, if you face a problem this week, you praise God first. Are we together? Because there's a way you respond to people that you feel intimate or loving to us. In Romans chapter 5 verse 8, Romans 5, 8, the word of God says, but God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ what? He died for us. That's love. Love doesn't wait for a reason to do anything. You are waiting for that person to say, I'm sorry. You are not walking in love. As a child of God. There are some very unforgiving people that anywhere they go, they join the prayer department. Because many heartless people are in the prayer. They are not in this church, but many unforgiving, heartless people are in prayer departments. Some people join the prayer department so they can be praying about their problems. I would say, why we were yet in sin? Christ died. Why your forefathers were shouting Amadioa, Igbiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribiribi Why they were putting incision on your face? Christ died for us while we were yet in sin. What is the principle in this? God wants us to extend the hands of forgiveness and mercy even before somebody says, I'm sorry. Some of you have been so hurt, but not by strangers, but by your mom, by your father. They have said hurtful things to you. Today is a good day for you to forgive. If you don't forgive, you will not be delivered. One of the things in the last few years I've observed when I pray for people who have very tough foundational problems is that unforgiveness is even more powerful than Satan. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. When you are hurt, you do dangerous things. I prayed for a lady who was almost raped. And out of frustration, she poisoned herself. She couldn't face that fact that, you know, she was just coming back from a lecturer where she saw that she had an extra year, so she couldn't graduate. So she was depressed, only for the boy to be waiting at her doorstep. So the will to fight was already taken away. So I just got back from the school and I saw that I'm going to have an extra year. Then somebody is waiting here. So the only thing left for me is to just die, because, you know, the devil's voice is very loud. When you have your friends in your office and they are telling you things, sometimes it could be the spirit in them talking. You have to pay attention. People are suicidal. So she took some drugs and passed out. It was the boy that would try to rape her that still took her to the hospital. At least he stayed around long enough. The boy took her to the hospital. So because of that gesture, she now fell in love with her rapist. How can you fall in love with your rapist? Simply because of the gesture of taking you to the hospital and sitting by you there. How can I bring a blessing and a curse to God? I really don't understand. You raped me and then you took me to the hospital. Maybe the guy panicked, thinking that it was because of what he did that he get, you know, took those drugs. Not knowing that the girl already had a problem coming into the house. Raped her in her own room. So when she was sat in my parlor and I was talking to her, she said, Pastor, I'm in love with the guy who tried to rape me. I asked her, are you okay? I've never seen this one. That was my first experience. How can you be in love? What is love? You should be a man of war. What is this? It is not even the issue of rape. It is the fact that it is attempted. The attempt alone can destabilize your mind. You will never trust anybody. The attempt. She sat in my house, and while we were praying and hearing God, she was falling in love. I told her, I don't have hand in this one, though. She sat in my palace. I said, I don't have hand in this one. God has created us with capacity to love. Your love chamber cannot be empty. It will go to either God or Satan. That heart is into love God. And I say, my heart is yours. My soul is. My heart is yours. My soul we give. Say, my heart. My heart is yours, my soul. My heart. Listen, that heart that you have given to Jesus, if you don't do it deliberately, you will give it somewhere. You will give it to your job. You will give it to money. Some people worship money. What you love is what you worship. If you pursue money more than you pursue God, money is your God. So don't think it's just like, oh, until you go and prostrate somewhere. No, you don't need to kneel down before an idol. Whatever you love is your God. If you you may worship technology, worship your phone. You can't use a particular type of phone. It must be the latest iPhone. I wish you good luck. But you are an idol worshiper. Nothing must be so strong that God cannot take from you. Nothing must be so potent. You must not have anything that you believe that in case God disappoints you, we go here. You must not have it. Which is why many people have unanswered prayers. If I give them one more year, and if my life doesn't change, I'm running away. I'm going to Poland. Go to Iceland. I'll be selling ice block. With God, there's no plan B. There's no plan B. That's how you know you love Him. You will not kneel down before His altar, then go somewhere else and kneel down again. No. If I perish, I perish. If I pray God and God does not hear me, let me die. It's as simple as that. Jesus, our master, died at 33. You want to live to 70. Once you are 33, you are qualified to die. I'm telling you. Our own Jesus that we pray to. I was listening to one Buddhist master, or Hindu master, online. You know me, and the guy said that he was talking about Jesus. This Hindu master was talking about Jesus. And he said, I saw this guy on Instagram. He said, people follow a particular man that was brutally killed as a criminal. His name is Jesus. And they said that he's the Son of God. He said, none of us was there. He said, but the man now made a statement. But the ideal of what Jesus stood for. This is a Buddhist master, an Hindu master. He said what Jesus stood for. That he was willing to take a posture to die that others will live. Is the reason why that religion cannot fail. An Hindu master said that. That whatever is not placed upon sacrifice based on love will never have a lasting foundation. Now, all of us are saying we are claiming long life, but our master died at 33. That doesn't mean you will die. I'm just telling you that the foundation of everything lasting will be built on sacrifice rooted in love. Sometimes out of love, we confront each other. We confront each other. You are not doing well. We'll tell you. That's why when I preach at weddings or marriage wedding ceremony, I tell parents, once your daughter marries, well, give them space. And you, don't go and rent your house close to your mother-in-law. I'm telling you, don't go there. Okay. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that what? To them that what? Is it to them that pray? To them that fast? God will not withhold anything good from them that love Him. If you want to boost your faith life, if you want to boost the anointing of God over your life, begin to love God and walk in His love. This is the word of the Lord. He said, God has prepared certain things to them that love Him. He has prepared those things. He didn't wait for your prayer to prepare it. He looked at you and said, this is my daughter. In 5-7 years, she'll be traveling out and helping people. God has thought about it. It's not your prayer that reminded God that He should not forget you. So when you come with that mindset into prayer, it means you are coming because you know before you pray, He has already answered. The scripture says, before we call upon Him, He has heard us. That is how we know that the things we have prayed, we have received our petition. We have received the things we have asked because He's our Father and we know who we are, we know who He is, we know what we are to each other. If you come to my house, or if I come to your house, no matter how much I love you, or how much you love me, I cannot walk beyond the parlor. At most, your kitchen. Which restroom? You are not even. You go back to your house and use your restroom. Some restrooms are not restful. Some restrooms are war rooms. Because it doesn't flush. No AC. You cannot pray there. So even me, I will not drink water before coming because I don't want. I just came to greet you. Some restrooms, the best name for them is It Is Well. Just write It Is Well. just walk away. You enter your rest. Because if anything takes you there, you will never be the same again. Eh? You remove the rest from it. But if your wife or your son comes into your house and you are in the room, even if you are working on your computer. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. Pastor David, does your son knock on your door before coming? Okay, let's forget about it. Brother Pat, please, that your son that I saw that day, does he always obey your rules when he's coming to your room? Like, does it need to apply to come into your room? You just find him there. Now, his child is a boy. Maybe it's just the boys that are... Uncle Tio, any of your daughters, and I mean any of them, from where is Uncle Tio's child, you know that they know their father. They love him. You know, Uncle Tio, please, I may be wrong. Do they take your permission to come into your room, please? I just need to be honest. Did you hear what he said? He said, he tells his children, please, I need to sleep. Can you leave my bedroom alone? I just go out. That's your relationship with God. You have to let it sink inside so that you won't be transactional with God. If you do this, I will do this. If you do this, there is a sense in which you can do that, but it should not be a regular practice for you. It's a mindset we have to just, you know, imbibe. The same way your children will never apply to see you. Even if you are the governor, they will never apply to see you. Others may queue. You will just walk into the office and go straight in. Because he is their governor, but he is your father. You have access. Believe me, God hears you when you talk to Him. You don't need thunder in the sky. God hears you. The only problem is you are not even talking to Him. You are posting on WhatsApp. And God doesn't have a WhatsApp number. Do you... Most people don't really believe. See, when this thing dawned upon me, I realized that there is no prayer I will pray again that God will not hear. That's the meaning. Because your revelation of your access to God will guarantee answered prayers. And if God will not do it, He will tell you. You are not forgotten. Because the fact that many of us are not even talking to God enough is the reason why we are hearing strange voices. There is no vacuum in the spirit. All those negative thoughts, oh, what if something happens to me? What if not? You will not make it. What if I make it? But you see, the voice of Satan is always so loud. Like a very big speaker. It comes with his microphone and battery. So it talks. Everything around you in this country just tells you you need to run away. So personally, right now, I live in central London. But my body is here. Because that's the only way I'm keeping my sanity. Your heart must long for God so much that what is going around here will not frustrate you. I don't know if you get the analogy I'm making now. You've got to find that escape zone in God's presence and let your mind be there. I don't want to use the word spirit because some of you are very spiritual. Let your mind be there. If not, you just... My wife called me one day and said she needed to have a meeting with me. So, I now asked her, I was just looking at one corner because I don't know. If your wife tells you she wants to talk to you, you don't really know what is on her mind. So, don't try to jump. Just be calm. She now says she observes that whenever they are trying to dry clean my clothes, they don't find money in my pocket anymore. I didn't realize I've been losing money. I didn't realize it. That I've been losing money. That people have been robbing me in my own house. I didn't realize it. I just felt. So when she said that, I was, wow. Only God knows how much she has seen in my. So she said, it's not a good thing. When we want to wash your clothes and we can't find 500 naira or 200 naira here. Then I scattered laugh. I said, it's even good, Seth. So now we'll be paying attention. And she didn't remit. All the money she has found there, she never. It was when she stopped seeing the money that she spoke out. Listen, if you want your marriage to last, you need God. Why I respect my wife is because when I see her, I'm not seeing my wife, I'm seeing Jesus. That's it. If not, the nature of a man, you can get tired of anything and anybody. Yeah? When I see Jesus in you, I have an obligation to serve Christ. That's what Christianity is all about. Go and do the same. When you go home, when you see your wife, be seeing Christ in her. When you see your husband, see Jesus in him. You will see a difference in your home. Nobody will be shouting in the house again. Because it takes two to shout. So if you are in a relationship with somebody you want to get married to, you see Christ in that person. You can't sleep with that person. You are not married. You want to take Jesus to that bed. Do you know what you are doing? Do you want your name to be removed from the book of life? It's not funny, you know. Do you really want to risk your destiny like this? To take Jesus and lock the door, and you are playing those songs. You are playing those songs. Listen, do you know? Has it ever occurred to you that Jesus lives in your house? that your house is his address on earth. You see, you have, you know, I talked about revelation knowledge. Once this thing occurs to you, you behave yourself properly, even in your own house. Did you hear that? I said, Jesus lives in your house. He has a room there. The only person that doesn't recognize him is you. There's a way you just know that God lives here. You behave yourself. You behave yourself. People will not, you don't need to be giving yourself, oh, 10 commandments. Jesus is here. That's, everybody have behaved, you arrange. Jesus said, this is how we win the whole world. Yeah? When we love one another. But that love is agape. It's the kind of love that can extend towards somebody even after the person has hurt you. When you forgive somebody, you are doing yourself a favor, not that person. Pastor Desmond shared a story with me. Oh, we were having a chat and he just said it in passing. He said, because both of us lost our fathers when we were very young. So Pastor Desmond said to me that in those years when our fathers died and we thought our uncles were wicked, because, you know, like African magic, nobody will come. They only come for property. He said, so when we thought our uncles were wicked and they didn't help us, they didn't train us, they didn't make any effort, and we were bitter for years. Say, now that we are old, we now realize that, God forbid, if somebody, one of your brothers or aunts died, they say, okay, let the child come and stay with you. You now realize that, oh well, for this Buhari economy. So you are also running. Then the child is looking at you that, but that man, they say, is a pastor. That could it be that when our uncles disappeared on us, it was because they didn't have money? Then you sat here and Satan said, vengeance, you will be great though, so you can show them. You must be great. Go to school. Learn and work. So you started going to school and reading and doing so many things, waiting for the day of reckoning. I don't know if somebody's with me. Love makes excuses for the other person. God did not put your life in their hands. Simple. But Satan will tell you, no. this person, we are going to. There's one song we used to sing when we were in barracks. Another challenge you. When we sing that song, if you don't have matter, if you don't have any mouth, in that case, just go. One of our brothers, okay, never. We call him Ogenevo. So you know, in barracks, when you want to fight, or if you've lived in worry before, because some of you don't look at me, you think, oh, this guy is very gentle. This thing, we didn't become gentle. Like something happened. we realized that one day water can pass your gari, so we decided to follow Jesus. Ogenevo took a grim bottle. In those days, when you want to threaten someone, you take a bottle, you bust it on your own head. So the person you are fighting will see that, hey, someone that can bust bottle on his own head can kill you. Okay, everyone now made mistake. Went to pick a bottle of Coke. You know Coke now, the bottle Coke. You know that thing is very... original Coke. Oh, not... Do you know bottle of Coke? Not can, no. Bottle. You know, that bottle is very... that green bottle of Star and 3-3 is very soft. It's soft glass. You know, I said, okay, never. It was not there. He said, God, you know me, they talk to. God, you know me, they talk. My own don't finish. Ah, my brother talked to me. My younger brother, they talk to me. He just picked the Coke bottle. Just... Hey, I don't die, yo! Okay, everybody was on the floor. He meant to deal with somebody, but he was dealt with. You should have asked us, is it green bottle or this? We that we do it, and there's a way you will use that thing so that. Not all bottles are equal. Amen. So most times when you go for vengeance, you are going for yourself. You don't know. You are going to hurt yourself. Please, as you go on today, as God has forgiven you all your sins, say amen. Amen. Go and forgive every other person. Thank God for those who you expected to help you and they didn't come. Thank God for them. Because nobody will take the glory of God over your life. Yes. Thank God. People said things to your mother. I said, is this one a child? You are here now. Yes. Oh, glory be to God. People said to among families, sisters to sisters, let's see if their children will become anything. But we are here. We are here. Huh? And God is blessing us. Glory to God. Don't fight a battle you cannot finish. Don't make your battles become generational battles. Because sometimes our parents had some issues with their siblings. Then we inherited it. We don't talk to their own children. Now our own children too, they are not talking. Hey! But everybody in that family, they'll go to Anglican, go to Redeem, go to Harvest World, go to, they are there now in their church shouting hallelujah. But come on, say, I don't have what it takes to hold anybody in unforgiveness. I will forgive. I will let go. This is the message of the New Testament. Abraham did not see Melchizedek until he went out of his way to love his nephew that offended him. Abraham. His younger brother cheated him. But when there was an opportunity, he could have ignored the boy and the boy would die. Abraham went back. It was the love of Abraham that brought the high priest. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love is stronger than death. Hey. Hey. Jesus dropped his sonship, dropped his anointing, dropped everything at the cross and went to die. It was the only thing he went to the grave with was his love. And God equated the love to holiness. Because Romans chapter 1 now told us that Jesus was raised back to life according to the spirit of holiness. When you see somebody is not smiling in church, it's okay to ask them if everything is okay. Though it's not always about money. Treat people with love. Touch people with love. Tell them God loves them. Tell them God cares about them. Words are powerful. Tell your child, God will help you. You are going to live a blessed life. Say it out of the bowels of love. Say to your friends that are hurting, I have assurance concerning you that the Lord will help you. Say it. Don't just say careless words. Mean it. That's what gives it power. Don't look down on people. Don't look down on people. If you have a degree in bacteriology and physiology and parasitology and oncology and virology and gynecology, and so what? And so what? And so what? For Christ's sake. If you're a doctor and your car is broken, can you fix it? You need a mechanic. Don't look down on people. What do you do? I'm a plumber. There is dignity in labor. Because you can't fix that thing if it Let us walk in love. It's a decision. It's a faith decision. It's a faith decision. It will reduce the burden on your shoulders to pull it down. It takes two to fight. You are in the ring, but you are not fighting. And he said, come, let's fight. Now, you can't fight because. And it's not that you are weak, oh. It's just that you have chosen another path. When Jesus rose from the dead, the first thing he did was to forgive Peter. And Peter didn't even say sorry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need healthy homes. We need a place where children can be happy. It starts with love and forgiveness. So if you are here, you have issues with your spouse. When you get home today, you are not a fool for humbling yourself. Sorry, saying sorry can be hard. But in the spirit of love and agape, God's kind of love, you can apologize. And don't just say it. Mean it. don't body shame your wife again. Don't. Some people are not saying their mouth, but they are saying their eyes. Don't body shame your wife. Don't body shame your husband. Just ask yourself, this thing I'm about to say, if they say it to me, can I take it? That's all. That's all. God has assured me that one of the reasons why many prayers are not answered is because they are not prayers said in love. People are angry. People want God to prove that there is children. God doesn't have time for that. Do you know what is going on in the world? People, Ukraine, Russia, one president has COVID-19. You are here. You just your village fight. Oh, what do you mean? Who are you? Your village fight. God should come and put his mouth. For what? And you are not even a soul winner. You don't win souls. You don't do evangelism. You don't. Please, just be careful. Come on, say, I'm a creature of love. Let's love each other. Let's take care of each other. A lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are in pains. Be careful what you are saying to people. Don't just shout on people. A lot of people are in pains. They are not okay emotionally. Don't just look at them and just talk. And I'm not saying you should do it as a motivational speaker. Do it in the spirit of Christ, in the spirit of love. Be careful. Before you say a word, ask yourself, does this person really need to hear this thing? If you have somebody's dirty secret in your hands, can you keep it? Can you keep it? If this was your sister, if this was your brother, are you someone that can give somebody a second chance or a third chance? I spoke to someone and the man said to me, he said I was willing to forgive her only if she would say, I'm sorry. And she could not say, I am sorry. After being married for 20 years. He said, I am the one who was hurt. You have defied our covenant, marriage covenant, and I am saying to you, I will forgive you. But forgiveness includes accepting that what you did was wrong. I can't forgive you in absentia. That's why even though Jesus has died for everybody, until you come and say, today I accept Jesus, na lie. If not, Bin Laden will be in heaven. And Shekau will be sitting close to God. You must come to that place where you say, and that's why even for the other religion, when people die, they come and say some prayers for forgiveness, even though that one is late. There's no repentance in the grave. Go home and ask your wife, what am I doing that you don't like? Go and ask your husband, what am I doing that you don't like? Go and ask your fiancé, that girl you are deceiving, that you are telling that you love. Go and call and ask her, what do you want me to change? Don't just, when we talk, so you'll be speaking in tongues. No! No. And if you know you cannot, come and join us, Association of Unmarried Men. Let's follow Jesus. Don't go and destroy that girl's life. Because in your father's house, your mother washed the clothes, your grandmother, so now you cannot buy washing machine. The girl should be washing clothes. And she went to school. Buy washing machine. And stop all this noise. I don't know why my clothes is dirty. Some things are not necessary. Just say 50,000, you buy a washing machine. Stop shouting on your wife and embarrassing yourself. You don't know you are reporting yourself. When you shout on your wife and you make her lose her confidence, you are reporting yourself. Anybody that sees you knows you are a terrorist. Yeah. If you want to know a man that is taking care of his family, look at the wife. If she's smiling and glowing, you know. You don't need to ask how are you. You can tell. And it's a shame. And many of us now, we are already behaving like a nini. You have not even gotten married. You are showing the trait like a professional anini. Some people, their wives cannot stay. Your fiancé cannot talk where your friends are around. She has to leave. there are brothers, with IETS, MSc, PhD, BBB, and all these degrees. If they are talking here and their friends are here, the girl must get up and go and sit down in the room and be watching Instagram. Say, I'm the man of the house. You are an idiot. You are not a man. You are not okay. So there are people, and they learned it from their father. To sit down and you see plate filled with meat. That's the only area where they know them. Come on, say God forbid. All you men here, you will not beat your wife. Their amen is low because they are guilty. I said that your hand, you will not touch your wife with it. And there are also some women I've seen that beat their husband. If she's a devil, who made her? I said if she's a devil, who made her that devil? Who made her? I counseled with a brother, very fervent Christian, who got married after one, he realized his wife was a lesbian. Fervent Christian, child of God, on fire for God, winning souls everywhere, but realized suddenly that the lady I've seen her, she rarely wears makeup. The guy ran to me, I said, this one is hard. I said, you go back and love her. The guy said, for 2 weeks, he sat down like this. I was looking at the woman in the house. The love message he has been preaching all around. Now it's time to put it to practice. So the woman just noticed he has not been talking. She thought he was meditating. But the guy was like, how do I undo this? Who do I know that can tell me this, what to do? So he called me. I told him, do this. Stay away from preaching for now. Do this. Go back home. Anybody that informs you that, but we have invited you since January, tell them they should move it to next January. That you want to go and save your home. Today the marriage is back together. But how many of you can do that? You won't throw her out. Or won't throw him out. So let us not love in word. Let's love indeed. Hallelujah. Let's be like Jesus. This is what Jesus wants. So that those in the world can see us and say, I want to be like these people. One brother who is a Muslim went to his family and said, I've looked at these two religions. I've decided to become a Christian. They were upset. They were angry. The guy was just looking at them. I'm not here to fight with you. I just came to tell you my decision. And he left the house for them. Suffered for years until God raised him. Yeah. So let us not also benefit from the grace. Let's suffer for Christ. It takes love to stay in a marriage or in a relationship that is not working, but you stay because God said so. How can God be changing his mind the way Instagram is updating feed? How can God say she's your wife? Then tomorrow it's another person that's your wife. What exactly did God say? Go back home. The tension in the house should disappear the moment you get home. Disappear. Stop terrorizing that lady because she wants to marry now. She cannot talk again. Stop. You may be the lion of the tribe of your house, but it doesn't mean that you should be terrorizing anybody. You are me, for Christ's sake. You may be a family of lions. You may have Abido Shika, and you may have an Ida Boski, and you may have Karashika, and you may have even though it's only Ida Boski you are still using. But please stay in your family of lions. Marry a lioness that you'll be terrorizing yourself. Don't terrorize our daughter that we gave to you. Now we can preach all the book of Revelation, but if it doesn't come down to how we treat each other, there's something wrong. And I'm not saying to do it as a philanthropist or as a humanist. I'm saying to do it because that's what Jesus wants. I've seen Jesus restore people. I've seen Jesus restore homes. I've seen Jesus change people's lives. Suddenly, nobody was looking for it. Jesus just did it. Bam. So please, let's cooperate with him. The Lord will help us.
Amen.
And he will change our lives.
Amen.
Let us do our part. Go back home. If there's anybody that you have blocked on your WhatsApp because of unforgiveness, I have people I have blocked. But that's how I know. I block them because I don't want to live in offense. So I block them. I have one of my friends that every morning he sends good morning greeting, every broadcast to me with pictures. So I'm always deleting from my photo gallery. I'm always deleting. And half of them so one day I didn't want to fight, I just blocked him. I blocked for like 3 weeks. So one day we now spoke, how you did now? A long time. I just said, we spoke well today. Let me unblock him. As I unblocked him, everything started dropping. I say, oh boy, this guy don't mean me. This guy not even nice at all. The thing just, he just posted something again. Bam! The thing just, Whether I like it or not, all your Turenchi and Queen's English, can I have your number? All those, your wife will be someone that snores. Yes. Your wife is no. Yeah. So if you like, run away from the house. We have expectations that are not real. Say my wife changed. She didn't change. It's you. She snores from here to Kenya and come back. She's going to snow. She's going to snow. She's going to snow, brother. Think twice before you marry. She's going to snow. Yeah. She's going to use. What's this thing we use? Our parents used to brush their teeth. Chewing stick. Baco. She'll use it. You'll be shocked. You're like, what? Sister Eunice? Sister Vivian? Forget that thing. Wow. This is who you have married. You didn't marry a wedding picture. You married a person. Come on, say I hear you. So just the way you have your own in your body. And we love you. You to love the other person. Simple. All this fight. One of our churches, I won't mention their name. 3 hours, settling quarrel. They say she stepped, because the brother stepped on one sister. I went to report to pastor. Pastor used to have to settle quarrel because the sister's shoe is this. No, come for evangelism, they won't come. Let's go and visit our brothers, they won't come. Let's go and check those who are sick. But because they step on you now, pastor is settling the quarrel now. He said, disappointed. I don't know that kind of shoe you ladies wear. You know it. So the brother is saying that something has happened to his leg. Oh, are you not ashamed of yourself as a brother? They step for you. You cannot even be a man. Hallelujah. Come on, say we need to walk in love. We need to be patient with each other. Because that's what Jesus wants. Let's rise on our feet.